how to cooperate joyfully with devotees of very different natures. There is cooperation is possible only when there is operation. We can cooperate only when we are operating. So it's not that cooperation means we have to suppress our own nature so that we can work better. But then the adjustment is required. So in general, we are all individuals and we need like-minded association. So our primary nutrition, our primary nourishment, emotional nourishment, our need for relationships, if it is satisfied by having even one or two good relationships, then even if the other relationships are not that fulfilling, we'll be able to move on. So if so there are some people who are a joy to be with, and there are some people who are an austerity to be with. And that's just the way the people are. For them also, they may think it's austerity to be with you. So we shouldn't consider that as specifically a fault with that person. Sometimes it may be, sometimes it may not be, sometimes it may be incompatibility. So we have to recognize this reality. Being some people is an austerity. And we should be willing to do this austerity for our purification, for the service of our spiritual master. But just as we can't be expected to perform performing austerity all the time. If I go to a gym and I'm doing some exercise, well, I also have to go to my home and eat some food. If I have to do the gym exercise all the time and I never eat food, I'll not be able to continue. So like that, the most important requirement for working with those who are not of our nature is to also have some association with those who are of our nature. That will be our nourishment, and that nourishment will give us strength to work with others of a different nature. And two more important things. Actually, on this topic of cooperation among equals, I gave a whole class in Columbus, Ohio. Let us, 45-minute class. Let us give two quick points here. One is, when we are of different natures, we often succumb to attribution error. Attribution error means that we observe certain behavior, and based on that behavior, we assume certain intention. And when people are of a different nature, they think differently. When they think differently, you know, the way we think, he did this, therefore he must have been thinking like this. That may not work at all. This attribution error often causes weakening of relationship or rupture of relationship. So, in general, if we like someone, we attribute positive intention to it. Now, if somebody is eating a lot, and if we like that person, he must have been hungry. If you don't like someone and is that person eating a lot, see, I told you, he's a glutton. Same action, but we assign different intention based on our preconception about them. So in general, if we find that we don't like someone, we will attribute negative intention to whatever action they do. And then that attribution error perpetuates the negative perception. So rather than just attributing these negative errors, it is very important to communicate with them. So if people are of different nature, then communication becomes all the more essential. Because our inferences about what they are doing and why they are doing it, they are often incorrect. So one mistake which we may do is that we talk about others instead of talking with others. Oh, you know, he did that. And I want to tell that person, he did that, he did that, he did that. And then we gossip, and then that person comes, no, you know, he was speaking only like this. That further worsens the relationship. Gossip in general, a simple definition of gossip is to talk about a situation with someone who is neither a part of the problem nor a part of the solution. When you talk, that is gossip, that is prajapa. So if there is, rather than doing attribution error, just talk with others and clarify. Okay, you did this like this. You know, I felt a little disturbed by that. Then they say, no, I never thought like this. I was thinking like this. Then we will clarify. And third is that, in general, if people are of different nature, it's difficult for us to see the good in them. So we can talk with those who have a good relationship with them. I see this person, lazy, he's irresponsible, he's this, he's that. And yet, you know, there are others, this person, they're so good friends. And he sees him, what does he see in him? And then why not? Then he can go and associate with them, and he can come to them, oh, yeah, this quality, this quality, this quality. I never knew this. So in general, by getting nourishment from those who are of a similar nature, by avoiding attribution error, and cultivating transparent communication, and associating with those who appreciate that person, that we can enhance our appreciation for that person. We can gradually learn to work cooperatively with that person also. Of course, these are only a few, there are other guidelines also. Our most important is that we have to have this sincere intention to serve Guru and Krishna. That will give us the necessary impetus to cooperate.